This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is a reading from Isaiah chapter 42. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. That's Isaiah 42, verse 1. This is God the Father speaking of his Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. And the Father, through this prophecy in Isaiah, calls his Son, who is yet to come forth of the seed of David, he calls him his servant, who he upheld, his elect, his chosen, and whom the Father was greatly pleased and delighted. Today I'm going to talk to you about to serve or to be served? That is the question. Because Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. He's the very foundation that no man can lay something different other than Jesus Christ himself. Behold, the servant of the Lord. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it talks about Jesus. Consider, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What was it about Jesus that so pleased the Father that he actually spoke from heaven? Out of heaven were his disciples of Jesus, heard the voice coming from the excellent glory. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus, in verse 6 of Philippians, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And this is why the Father has exalted his Son, Jesus Christ, above every name, that every man, woman, and child, all things will subject themselves to the lordship of Jesus Christ. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the Master. And yet, he is lowly, meek, and a true servant. Jesus told us, he said, I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. That's the mark of a true servant. Jesus would not receive honor from man, but only the honor that came from his Father. This is so different. This is so distinct from the ways of the world, and this is what you must know. Because God's kingdom is eternal. And the way of this world, this cosmos, this order that we have in our world is passing away. But the eternal kingdom has no end. And there will become a clash such as you've never seen before, a battle. But God will rise as victor. He is victor. And his Son is exalted at his right hand until every enemy is made his footstool. He is the King. But he is the servant of the Lord who laid down his life for his flock. Jesus taught us this. The ways of the world are literally opposite of the ways of the kingdom. The world will say, climb the ladder of success. Step on whoever you need to get what you want. They sell books by the droves. But that's not the way of the Lord. In Matthew 23, verse 11, Jesus said, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And Jesus completely uprighted, rebuked the religious system in that day because they did things backwards, not in the way of the Lord. What is pride? Because pride comes before the fall. Pride is the opposite of humility and meekness. In the dictionary, it tells us a high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, or merit. A superiority which has cherished in the mind or as a displayed in bearing conduct. The state of feeling or being proud, becoming dignified sense of what is due to oneself or one's position or character. Self-respect, self-esteem. But see, pride is lifting one's soul above where it belongs. And if we humble ourselves before the Lord, God himself will exalt us. But if we exalt ourselves, he will humble us. Realize that Jesus Christ is our example. This is what we're told in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. These are the steps that we are to walk as servants of the Lord. Matthew chapter 20, verse 25. And Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. Now listen, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The way of the kingdom of God is servanthood. When you realize that God has called you to be his son, his daughter, a daughter and son of a servant unto him, which is pleasing, mirroring and exuding the life of Jesus Christ. You will not be on a throne of glory. You will not esteeming your eyes in the eyes of man. You will not seek to dominate people or be a king or be a lord over people. But you will be like Jesus, garmenting yourself and serving, washing the feet of the disciples of the Lord. There's a blessing for being a servant. For in these days of judgment and deliverance at the same time, if you've chosen and committed your way to be a true servant of the Lord, God will cover you. He will seal you. In Revelation 7:3, God says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. There's a blessing in being a servant. In Luke 12, verse 37, Jesus said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Such a contrast. The church world, did it not learn from the erring ways of Pharisaical Judaism? For the most part, no. For the leaders, sit on a throne, a stage, which is fitting. For the most part, it is a religious act, displeasing to the Lord. God is withdrawn from that, and they don't even notice. They don't even care. But there are people today, there's a remnant that do care, that are looking for the Lord, and they're going where they can find him, and they're going outside the camp, bearing the reproach of Jesus Christ, humbling themselves, serving and blessing others, and having no affiliation with an ungodly religious system that's corrupt to the core. Why does a religious system become corrupt? Consider it, the severity of serving the Lord in an iniquitous manner, in a self-seeking or a man-centered way that is not like Jesus Christ, seeking to make a name for yourself as in Babylon, seeking to build a city, an empire, an institution for yourself, for your own glory. See, when Jesus came, he came not seeking his own will, but the will of the Father. This is our example. And we see this with many people in the scriptures. And this is written for our admonition to consider carefully. Because those that speak in the name of the Lord in vain, with a heart that's not right with him, and that are not listening to his voice, that are doing their own will suffer great judgment. And King Saul was an example of this in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 19. Listen. Wherefore then did thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but did fly upon the spoil, and did evil in the sight of the Lord? God had given commandments to Saul, but he didn't hearken diligently to his voice. Saul had his own agenda, and he would rationalize what he was doing and add a little bit of God on the top of it. God's not asking you to add a little bit of God activity on top of what you're doing in your life. He's calling you to serve him and serve him perfectly. Hearken to his voice and do what he says, the way he says. We've heard of strange fire. We've seen those that have touched the ark of God with their hand, and they were struck dead. And the fear of the Lord is coming into the earth, where everything spiritual, everything political, natural, spiritual, everything must submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that is why we must follow the example of our Lord. He is the Lord. Why do you call him Lord when you don't follow his commands? Saul disobeyed God. In verse 22 of 1 Samuel 15, and Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." We need to learn from this. Jesus himself, in John 13, verse 12, "So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, 'Know you not what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Happy, blessed, content. The Lord has warned us to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Beware of false prophets, false Christs, false teachers, false shepherds, false ministers. They speak of themselves. They seek their own glory. In John 7, verse 18, "He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory. But he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him." Look out for those that all they can talk about is themselves, that all they want is bring about their own action. They are pharaohs holding people in bondage. And the Lord is the avenger of all such.